Incoming transmission.
Hey everybody, this is Ed Pogue, My Figure Universe, with another Boosting the Signal. And this time, my guest is Danny from Lego Boldly on Instagram. This is an individual that I have been really wanting to talk to, and I'm glad that you're here. Greetings and welcome. How's it going, Danny?
Yeah, I'm doing pretty good. It's been, I'm going to be honest, it's going to be a rough year, but there's been some turnaround the past, month or two, and been really appreciating life. And I really appreciate you also just for just being a good friend in the community and for this opportunity. I'm actually really excited. Couldn't sleep. I hardly sleep last night. Been waiting for the big announcement that was today from Lego. And of course, just our, we've been meaning to catch up and talk. And so I've been waiting for this all day. So excited to be here.
No, I appreciate that. And I was looking forward to it as well. I usually, the night before, I spend time prepping, getting my questions and everything in order and thoughts. And as we were going to bed last night, I told my wife, I said, you know what? I think I'm going to try something a little different tomorrow and see if I can, focus on some breaking news. And we'll get to all that a little bit later, or technically, by the time people have seen this, we have already talked about it, for everything that happened with the Lego announcement. But I want to talk about your process today. I love your pictures.
Well, thank you so much. I spent a lot of time on them.
And it shows. It really does show. And you, I like that not only does your pictures tell a story. I mean, it's always important to read what people write, and I appreciate the stories and when people take time to write something out, but your pictures tell a story, and that's amazing. What was your inspiration to start your Instagram page and to do these Lego ships?
Oh man. So this started about, probably two and a half years ago. I was let go of my job. And I had hurt my leg really badly, and I was in a bad place, like a lot of us go through. I was in a really bad place, and I was still building Lego. That was one of my creative outlets. And I'm a car designer by background. I went to school for it, and I've done startups here and there. And it came from a place where it happened right around 2020, beginning of 2020. We all know what happened. And I was like, I'm going to build this ship. I've been wanting to do it for a while, and it'll help me not just to break away from the pre-designed sets, which are wonderful and awesome in their own way, but I needed my own creativity to kind of shine through. And so in that kind of dark place, I'm like, I'm going to start with the TOS era ships, the Enterprise, and then go from there, see what happens. And I was like, I like how this is coming out. I digitally created it first. And I was like, I'm going to build this. So I ordered all the pieces. It was like undisclosed amount of money to get all the parts right. 2 years of iteration to get the ship right. And so as I was building this out, I was like, this would be pretty cool. I wonder how good the Lego studio, software rendering was. I popped out a couple of images, and I was like, oh my God, these are actually pretty good. And with my background with Photoshop and design, I was like, I'm going to throw this in Photoshop, throw some star backgrounds on it, see what happens. And I was like, wow, this is pretty cool. This is fun. And I was like, you know what? I don't want to gatekeep or like protect my process too much. I'm like, I'm going to put it out there and just see what happens. And for me, and for anyone that's feeling like they're lost, or anyone that's needed a voice, I guess, in a different medium, like Starship ships have always been done in Lego. There's been a lot of iterations, but I wanted to do something on my own, tell a story, like you said. And I'm so glad that you said that these images do bring out a story. That was like one of my main things. I didn't want it to be just another image. I wanted a story. And so also shout out to Songs of Kalis. That's also on Instagram. Like we've been collaborating on that last image, on that last story. And oh my God, they are such an epic storyteller, and so happy to collaborate. We have a couple more for you guys too, so stay tuned for those. I'm really excited to do it. But yeah, that's my process. That's the beginning of Lego Boldly. But the process is basically for the Enterprise and for all the ships. I actually look up blueprints as canon as I can get it. It usually takes about 2 or 3 hours, 4 hours, maybe 5 hours of research. I'm digging up proper dimensions and lengths, because I scale all my ships to one scale. So I want them all kind of be relatable to each other.
Right.
And so as I build these ships out as best as I can, canon to or like canon adjacent, I'll design these ships out. I'll grab the blueprints. I'll scale them down to the buildable 564th scale. That's been my building scale, my display scale. And it used to be where I would actually throw it in Illustrator, Adobe Illustrator, and size out the actual bricks, plate by plate, brick by brick, length, width, and height. And I would bring that into Lego, the studio, and start building it out that way. When import image reference wasn't a thing yet, but ever since then, it's been a game changer. So thank you for adding that. Shout out to you guys also at a studio. And so I would just start building it out that way, you know, making sure it's structurally sound. You know, like when I built the Enterprise, I wanted it to also be not need so many supports to hold it. And if you hold the my Enterprise, the original TOS Enterprise, it's actually balanced right in the middle. I weighted it out, got the, you know, studio's measurements for the weights, and I got it pretty 50-50. I had to lighten the saucer a bit. Again, 2 years of iteration just to get it right. And once I got that ship done, everything else was easy because it was kind of just resizing it, adjusting that in the cells, adjusting the engineering, or integrating it into the saucer in some way. So with that main ship, it was just easier to do all the other ships. Because, you know, familial look, right, of the design. So
I get it. Is there a particular design style that you lean more towards, be it like motion picture era, generations, somewhere in there?
So I started with the TOS because it was design-wise the most simple, just to see where it would go. And my favorite era is the movie era and the Next Generation era. I love kind of the, what do they call it? Kind of the nice vintage look of the
aesthetics.
The aesthetics of the movie era ships. It has a nice like retro look to it, which is nice, but also a little modern. Mid-century modern look of the movie era ships. But I also like how sleek the TNG era ships were as well. So those are where I gravitate. And just for you guys, I am going to make a movie era ship next. I'm kind of going through all the eras. So there will be an A, a B, a C, and a D, all 564 scale. That's the plan anyway. I have a few other Klingon ships in the works in real life. But yeah, this I plan to do as much as I can in that scale.
This makes me wonder, how do you display them? Is there a...
The best I can. Some of them, I have to like fold them away a little. I haven't built the big ones yet. I'm just still designing. I'm still stuck, honestly, with the A, with the movie era Enterprise right now. There's been some challenging aspects of the engines and the nacelles with the weight and things like that. So I'm still working that out. It's been a few months already. I'm struggling. I'll admit it.
No. And you know, the thing is that, you know, talking about the actual size and how you keep it to scale, not that I wasn't impressed with your artwork previously, but it brings a whole new layer of impressiveness to how you're able to, you know, get everything in your photos and to keep it. You do well. You do really well. I can't pay you a bigger compliment other than to say that my mind is kind of like swirling, trying to figure out how I would do that, you know, and I find that impressive.
Yeah, it was definitely a development process, and like how I wanted it to portray things. So I made it from the very beginning, like as close to scale as possible, as true as possible, and needing only one point of a contact for a stand. And of course it goes through the swish test as well, so you can play with it, and you know, the physical models as well. So I don't know if I'll be bringing those kits out. I've gotten some interest, but it's a big endeavor, but yeah, we'll see.
Well, you do well. Now I'm curious, one thing I like to ask everybody, and I have to ask, what is your Star Trek story? What brought you to the franchise?
Oh man, that's It was the Next Generation. That's when I kind of grew up in that era in the 90s. And it's after my dad passed away. And I needed some guidance, you know. And I felt a lot of empathy and the adventure in that as well, when everyone was included, and just the nature of like, oh, humanity made it and there was hope. And so I gravitated towards that and clung on to that. So everything, a lot of it was from that.
Well, that's
So
good. Ed, do you have a favorite character that you found yourself drawn to?
they're all so great because they're all like, they all display a characteristic of humanity in different ways. I'm not sure. That's a really good, I never really thought about that one actually. I gravitate to all of them in very different ways. Picard for his cool-headedness, Riker just for being cool and being a man of action, you know, Deanna Troi for empathy and just for trying to connect with people, Data for his curiosity, and Worf for his resilience and his toughness. And it's just also like relatable,
Yeah.
I find. So
No,
that's
that's a really good answer. I mean, if you can take the best of many and make your own version, then take it, and as long as you're taking the best of other people and making it your own, then that's great. I'm really glad to hear that. And when you talked about the balance too, of the ships and the center and keeping the one singular balance, this is it made me think about the big reveal that Lego had about the Enterprise D's ship. And I was amazed that they're able to have the balance so well that it is one singular stand. And honestly, what I expected with the weight, I figured the weight would be more top heavy with the saucer. So it had me thinking about that a lot throughout today, and thinking about the weight. And then you brought up the balance. It's impressive. And how do you go about removing weight? Because you talked about you take some of the weight from the saucer. I don't really understand. I'm kind of curious. Like, do you explain that one a little bit more? How do you take weight away?
Sure. When I was digitally building the Enterprise, the TOS Enterprise, I just built it, and I found that the weight of the saucer was a bit more than the engineering and engines combined. And I was like, okay, well, I looked at a few different options. So they have weights, like exact weights of all the parts.
Really?
So I was like, okay, well, these look like they're weighty. So what if I hollow, you know, found a few pieces that didn't have as much material in them? So I actually redesigned the saucer section much more efficiently, to a point where I was using a lot more multi-directional studded pieces, more hollow pieces. So instead of like little things, even like the round 1x1 studs,
Yeah.
if you're familiar,
Oh,
they have a they
I'm vaguely familiar with Lego, yeah.
So the round 1x1 studs, you cannot put a little bar through them, through the
Okay.
middle, right? And so what I did was little things like find the studs with the hole in the middle instead of the ones that were completely covered, because that would actually save a little bit of weight. So using, you know, like the Graham method everywhere, you know, I was able to save like half the weight, engineer half the weight out. And so like by putting that on, it actually balanced the ship out. And I could actually display the ship with one point of contact for the stand.
You're a very smart man.
It
I was going to
was
say that.
long hours. It was long hours. A lot of
But
thinking.
yeah, no, that's something that I never would have even considered. And I had myself thinking about it throughout the day, like I said, and then even more after what you said. And it blows my mind. There's so much more to it than what I would have ever thought. You had mentioned you're doing collaborations with another individual on Instagram. And, I love to see that. I love to see connections and people coming together and doing things. But how is that working out? Like, is it like you creating half of an image and them creating half of an image, bringing it together, or please explain.
We chatted about this a little bit, and I was like, "Did you want to create a story, and did you want to be inspired, or the other way around?" He said, and they said to just make an image, and they would create a story around it. That's what we did. Keep it simple and smooth, and we would say we'd try to release around the same time or post it around the same time, which we did within the day. And yeah, we got a great response and reaction to it, and I was very happy, and I'm glad it connected and clicked with a lot of people as well. So
That's good. The one of the best parts about the community is the interactions. I love it when people do have that positivity, expressed towards each other, and they communicate. And that's and the biggest part about this, and that's why I have this podcast, is for that reason. Like, you being here, is I want more people to see what you do, your art, and bring more people to that, yard. Be the milkshake that brings all the boys to the yard. I don't know, for
I'll
lack
check
of
you to
better
the yard. How
terms.
about
Yeah.
that? Yeah.
But I am curious, though. We've talked about your process, we've talked about the what brought you into the Star Trek universe, as it were. Aside from Lego, and actually, let's just go aside from Star Trek, is there anything that you collect that might surprise people?
Oh, that I collect that surprise. I actually love cars. Ever since from a young age, it's not, like a weird hobby or anything. I love photography. I love cars. I've been putting those together too on my photo account as well. Been doing more events though, like music events and photographing music events and my friend's bachelor parties and things like that. That's been a lot of fun for me. But those have been my main hobbies: Lego, photography, and cars. So
Well, that's great. Now,
it's
I
been over.
hope that you keep that in mind, and if you're willing to share your photography page links, we can put all that down below. And if you want to bring more eyes to that, I'd love to see that. That's something that I don't think I follow.
No, yeah, I mean it's again, that's more of a fun account. Again, just putting my images out there and for people to enjoy, and whether it gains traction or not, it's really more for me. But yeah, I mean, I'm happy to share. It's a public account anyway. Yeah, sure.
Say, sometimes what merely makes something truly fun is when it doesn't feel like a job. So I can get that. Yeah, and yeah, I get that more than you know. Well, that's great. I love that. Yeah, I know with the big announcement today, which I like I said, I would like to have an entire separate conversation, which we've will have already had by the people who have seen this. But let's talk about it a little bit here, and we can go back to it. The big announcement today, what's your first impression? I mean, obviously what we had seen as leaks eventually became the reality. Some differences, a little bit differences here and there, but what's your biggest takeaway from the big announcement today?
So I approached it as a designer, as an automotive designer, and one of the biggest things I were taught was proportions. So I was hoping that they got the proportions right, and they are very, very close. I have a couple of little things, I would adjust and fix, but the scale was impressive. The minifigures were awesome. Like, I was really impressed with all the little accessories that all the figures and all the characters came with. So that was great. Yeah, I was initially very impressed. I liked the scale, and it was definitely larger than I thought it would be, with everyone standing around it in the announcement. But again, a couple adjustments I would make. Proportions are good, and from the initial shot where they were at a distance, it looked good.
Yeah. I'll be honest with you, I love Lego. I grew up with Lego, but I'm not a Lego collector. It's not something that I have the what's that word called, money for, because it is so expensive. But I do have occasional, like, I in front of me I can see the one Lego set that I well, two. Two Lego, okay, let me be for one Lego set. It's a Millennium Falcon. It's a little tiny Millennium Falcon, and it's old. But then I do have a couple other knockoff Lego sets. So not as much as when I was a kid. Like, I'll be honest with you, like that was the one thing that caught my attention about your page initially, is you were building your ships out of Lego. And when I was a kid, we didn't have, like, I'm talking like 1982, 1983. I was 6, 7 years old. We didn't have Lego starships. So, like, we didn't have ships. I mean, we didn't really have toys of the Enterprise to play with. So I'm taking Lego and I'm like trying to build them as best I can to make my own ships. And this was something I grew up doing. And then even like, oh man, going back 6 years ago, I'd heard about Blue Brick. And I was like, man, they're amazing, but they were in Germany and I didn't want to pay all the astronomical prices to, bring them over. But when we would go visit my nephew and he'd have his Lego out, I'd start building, it's like, I'm going to build some ships, and that's always been my connection to it. And then when I saw your pictures, it reminded me of my childhood. And
Oh, so good. I love that.
that was my main draw to you. So, kudos on that all the way around. And I know I say this to everybody all the time, but everybody, if you're not following, you need to go check him out. You gotta go check out the page. Links below. But yeah, I just wanted to tell you that, and I'm glad I had the opportunity to tell you.
Thank you so much. Like, that was honestly like one of my goals. I wanted to spark something, like whether it was a good memory, whether you're struggling or not, or whatever it was, whatever you're going through. I think that was the main point of me releasing all these ships and telling those stories, having adventures and exploring, not just space, but rediscovering your childhood. I'm a big proponent of that. I teach kids after school too, engineering concepts using Lego. It's through a company as well, and it's been such a joy just like having kids find their voice in Lego and building something and creating something themselves, and bringing that out. And whether you're a kid or an adult, like I don't care. Like, as if you're being happy and you're not hurting anyone, that's my main thing,
It's a wonderful tool for creativity. I mean, you can very literally create anything. I didn't make a list of it, but I know, like, I personally follow maybe three or four different pages on Instagram that, create with Lego. And I should have made out a list of all of them because they all deserve shout outs. But it's amazing to see the creativity, and everybody's creativity is different, but yet in the same token, as different as everyone is, so similar. And if I may, Doug Drexler, as you know who he is, I'm sure, the ship designer and such, and of the Enterprise and so on, said
One of my
something.
heroes. One of my heroes. I've
There
always
you go.
wanted to design for Star Trek. Hey, Paramount, Star Trek, if you're watching, I would love to design ships if you have a spot.
Yeah, and shout out to Doug Drexler. But Doug Drexler said something when he was hanging out with Brian Volkweisen in a video recently, and he said, "The one thing about Star Trek is we're all family. I mean, even if we've never met, like let's say we meet for the first time, we're family because we have that connective tissue." And I see the Lego and the creativity of the Lego, and then that create that connective tissue is there too. And it's love, it's imagination, and those things go hand in hand. And I commend you. I commend you all. I was wondering if you had any of your examples of your ships nearby to show us.
Actually, I do. I have one right behind me. I have a couple of ships that I can show you if you got the
Sure.
time. So the one this is the Enterprise that I have. I'm
Okay.
planning to reskin it so it's more authentic to the show. I have all the parts laid out, but this would be the first
That is
the
amazing.
Enterprise. One of the things I love is I have a working shuttle bay.
Oh,
This is
wow.
it.
Oh, and
And
there's even a Galileo in there.
I printed out all the decals for it and such. We can get this out. It's been in there for a while, but got all the glass. I got 1701 and Galileo on the front of the nose as
Wow.
well. And that all fits in there. But yeah, this is it. I have a little built-in warp core inside as well.
Wow.
If you detach a couple of these neck panels here, the saucer actually separates, just like it did in the original designs as well. But yeah, like all the internals of the saucer, if you can see, like it's pretty well balanced.
Yeah.
I'm not struggling to hold it either way.
Holy crap.
And there I have my little stand here as well.
So oh, I love it.
On one point. This is actually designed reminiscent of the Golden Gate Bridge in San Francisco, where Starfleet is based, right? So
yeah.
I actually took liberties to make little arches, make it look like the Golden Gate Bridge as well. But yeah, it's been a process. I had to make the engines lighter too, actually, now that I think about it. The nacelles lighter to make sure they're supportive on its own.
That is amazing.
That's one of them. And this is about it's about 18, 19 inches long, I believe. When I plan to build Enterprise D, it's supposed to push right around 3 feet. So let's see.
Yeah, if you're keeping it to scale, that's going to be a little bit bigger.
Yeah, it's going to be a bit bigger, but I'm pretty sure I can do it. I'm pretty sure I can do it. I'm feeling confident, whether or not that confidence is justified. But so we have this guy. I have my little Romulan Warbird, also built to scale.
Oh, that's
so it has,
neat.
It has
oh, and I love how you did that. Well
and,
done.
Just like the blueprints, the original blueprints, the canon blueprints,
yeah.
the landing gear does fold away, so you can deploy landing gear as well.
Wow. And
it folds away flat. But yeah, I have a couple other things in the works. I'm actually designing the D7 battle cruiser.
Yeah.
Scale to the Enterprise as well.
I love it.
Hopefully I can try to make it to a Lego convention and display those, or even a Star Trek convention and display those. I would love just to show people and have them experience them.
Here's a good question for you on the D7. That's something that recently with the oh goodness gracious. There's a company that's putting out the really nice diecast metal.
Right. Yeah, I saw that one. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So what color do you lean towards? Do you go for that that green hue, or do you like the gray, the gold gray?
I'm trying to design it so it's a dark gray.
Yeah.
With green accents. With dark green
okay.
accents. That one's also gonna feature a Klingon shuttle/fighter in the rear bay as well.
Oh yeah.
And yeah, that one looks really cool. Like I've been mocking up the digital kind of prototype of it, and you've seen images of it.
Yeah.
And I think it's awesome. I'm really excited about that one.
I like how they actually come up with the concept for that shuttle, the Klingon shuttle that we've never seen, but it still looks really good,
Yeah. Yeah. So I'm excited to display both of them together, like you do in so many of those, side-by-side schematics from the old show. I'm excited to do all of that.
I like that. I really look forward to that. And I look forward to seeing your version, too. That's going to be great. Well, with the big Lego thing today, too, and I think one thing I'm really looking forward to is the future with the Lego. I know, like, I won't be buying the will you? Are you planning on
Oh yeah,
adding
for
that?
sure. Yeah,
See,
for sure.
It's a little out of my price range, but I told my wife today, I said, they do a Defiant or anything that has Cisco in it, I'm going to have to take out a loan or something, because I got...
I do plan on building the Defiant.
And I really look forward to that one.
So
I'm a Defiant guy.
Yeah, I like DS9. It's always been holds a special place too.
Yeah, I appreciate that. But well, Danny, I tell you what, I want to wrap up our time here. I want to say I appreciate everything, and I hope that everybody goes and gives you a follow. I want them to all check you out. Everybody go check out Lego Boldly on Instagram. This is Danny. He is the artist behind everything. And I think that you would be doing yourself a disservice if you do not go follow him immediately. Danny, thank you so much for your time.
No, thank you. I'd appreciate the time and the effort and for reaching out and putting all this together. It doesn't mean a lot to me. And I do really appreciate everyone out there too, that would just visit the page and just see if you like it. If not, cool. Like, there's a lot of pages out there and a lot of people that experienced Trek differently. So,
clicking like is free. Yeah.
Absolutely.
Well, thank you. Live long and prosper and
Hey, you too.
continue to
Thank you
do
so
all the
much.
great work.
Appreciate it. Yeah, have a good one.